Welcome to the PNC studio at Halas Hall. This is Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petruni, alongside my co-host, Anthony Spice Adams. Double A, I gotta tell you, inside what, the Lindsay? Bears, a couple of us took a trip to Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. I know you didn't get the invite this time.
I did not get the invite.
We will be sure to bring you.
Yep.
But Jared Allen, he had this awesome celebrity charity golf tournament, and it was really unlike any golf tournament I've ever seen.
Yep. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Next time, Double.
I was here the whole time.
I know. You were getting it done here, but yeah. I have to tell you, it was for a really great cause.
Oh, okay.
And proceeds of the Night Ops charity golf tournament benefit Jared Allen's Homes for Wounded Warriors, a nonprofit organization that helps build and remodel homes for wounded war veterans. The foundation is currently constructing a home for Army Sergeant John Ricketts. We caught up with him at the event. So I saw something on social media recently that they've started the construction of your new house. So can you just tell me about that and how it makes you feel to be supported by Jared's organization?
It has begun. Like, I'm overwhelmed with excitement and mostly gratitude. After returning, I never would have thought or dreamt or anything to be the recipient of, I guess, the equivalent of the quintessential American dream.
Sergeant Ricketts was injured in May of 2010 while serving as a gunner in Afghanistan. An improvised explosive device blew up his vehicle, sending the cab of the truck carrying Sergeant Ricketts and three other soldiers flying off the edge of a cliff. Sergeant Ricketts was not expected to walk or talk again after a severe brain injury.
I've ever thought that, you know, now I'm coming back and here's a house and here's everything paid for debt-free, and I couldn't have worked or earned it. Like, it was coming from a life of service. I thought it was the equivalent of earnings. Now here comes this fantastic, very talented individual, like, pouring on the grace. Here you go, here's something for free. It's difficult to wrap my head around. And I'm massively thankful for everyone involved.
Jared Allen comes from a military family and started Homes for Wounded Warriors in 2009 after returning from a trip to United States military bases in the Middle East.
You know, we live in a great country because our men and women volunteer to fight for our freedoms. And so it's a way to say thank you. It's a way for them to get to build bonds, get to know each other. But, you know, more importantly, it's a great way to have fun for a great cause.
Yeah, will you take a picture? My phone's right there.
Oh, no.
So when you see these guys, just as you said, interacting with the people that
are paying for their
renovations. Supporting
100%.
This. Yeah, how does that
That's
make
what
you
we
feel?
Tell people. I can show you a tangible difference you're making in someone's life. I can show you the door, window, the home you built for them. And you get to meet the person's lives that you're changed. So it's pretty cool.
Yet another thing that I have difficulty wrapping my head around. To me, all I had was a job, and so I was blown away with the overwhelming, loving reception upon returning home.
So would you say that this event kind of encompasses your personality?
I hope so. You know, we obviously represent a very, very important cause, and but we also like to have fun, and I think that's the biggest thing. When you meet our recipients, you get that about it. I think it encompasses their spirit more than myself. None of them think they deserve it. Everybody, they all think that someone deserves it more. They all are so humbled that, you know, we're doing this. They're so grateful, and it's humbling to us.
Well, cool. How you guys playing? All right.
Good. The Bears outside linebacker shared one of his favorite parts of the golf outing.
This is kind of a way to let them mingle amongst people. No one has pity on them because everybody's having a good time. But, you know, our donors and partners get to meet the people that they're helping. And then not only that, they get to interact with our other, you know, reserve and active servicemen and women, and really kind of understand what they go through.
Please, just be quiet and pay your respects. That's all that I'm asking.
From my first duty station in Germany, it was a lot of fun going on, changing my job from medic to scout, to go off and do what soldiers do, because that's why we have these forces, in order to perform the tasks that these volunteers need to complete.
this event alone, we'll pay for a house, you know, dang, pretty much, you know. So, you know, it all varies on, you know, what we make on it every year, right? But we've always, since day one, we've been profitable on it, and that's the big thing. And I'll never forget the first time we did it. Dylan and I, co-founder, we decided to put a golf tournament. We had 6 weeks to put it together. We didn't know how. We wanted to be different, so we're like, we're going to do night ops. It was July 14th. It was hot. It was 110 degrees. And 2 weeks out, we had like 40 people signed up. You know, I'm calling everybody in my contact list, trying to get, you know, players and everybody to kind of come out and sweeten the pot.
Okay,
next thing you know, a week out, 5 days out, we had 100 golfers show up. I mean, Jim McMahon came. It was just a huge, huge showing of support. And everybody experiences it, and they have fun with it, and it sells itself.
I don't like to mentally dwell on whatever may or may not have been traumatic for someone, because there's so much good out there. And the overwhelming amounts of goodness, it trumps out the bad wretchedness.
Double A, as we said before, this is a really fun event, but a really cool part of it that Jared mentioned was all the supporters that helped to build these handicap accessible homes for the wounded war veterans. They actually get to meet the veterans at this event that they're helping build these homes for. So it really is an awesome golf outing that he has planned every year.